that's when you know, like, this is chronic and this is constant. And I want you to believe so deeply that 100% of the time you can create solid seasons.
Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Get out your calendars, ladies, because it is time to save the date. Spring is well underway and it is time to freshen up. I'm so excited to announce that I am going to be bringing back the Spring Refresh Challenge again this year, right here on the Systemize Your Life podcast. Mark your calendars for April 8th through the 11th because I have prepared 4 jam-packed days with life-changing information that you get access to for free right here through your earbuds. This Spring Refresh Challenge is going to help you whip your home, schedule, and to-do list into shape so you can finally catch a break and get out of the weeds. This is a 4-day challenge with homework geared to help you implement everything you're learning, plus some really fun daily prizes. And for one lucky winner, you're going to get free access into Systemize Your Life and Systemize Your Biz. Yep, you heard that right. Want to know how it works? All you have to do is tune in right here on the Systemize Your Life podcast, April 8th through the 11th, for 4 days of incredible information. Then go over to my Facebook community and share your homework. It's really that simple. Make sure you don't miss out on the fun. So mark your calendars for April 8th through April 11th. Then head over to our community at chelseajoe.co/spring-refresh-challenge. Hope to see you there. Well, are you planning on being there? Are you going to come with me into the Spring Refresh Challenge? I'm so excited. I really am. This is the second year that we've done this, so I'm excited to be setting some traditions here on the podcast. We have several, but within the community, this is one of my favorites. The Spring Refresh Challenge is so much fun. I've never had such an incredible community driver in the history of all the things that I have done here with chelseajoe.co. So if you are really excited about what you're learning here on the podcast, you're hopeful, you're eager, you're curious, you have a little bit of hope now that you've heard a couple episodes, or maybe you've been around for a long time, whatever it looks like for you here as a member of the Systemize Your Life podcast family and community, I really truly do hope that you like get out your calendar right now while you're listening to this and you plug it into your Google Calendar, write it in your paper planner, wherever you put things, put it everywhere so that you can create some space to really dig in with me and get a whole lot out of our time together. So I'm excited because I've got a lot of stuff that I need to refresh in my own life right now. And I'm looking forward to bringing that here to the podcast. And I am really looking forward to seeing how many of you start to feel lighter, more refreshed, ready to take on spring and summer. It's just a really good time. And I am looking forward to connecting with so many of you. That's probably my favorite thing, is that I really get to know people that are listening to the show. So I hope that's you. And I hope you come and join me and all of the other women that will be there too. So today,
we're obviously talking about three ways that time blocking will reduce your stress and anxiety. But before we get there, please excuse my raspy voice. I just got done screaming on roller coasters for 4 or 5 days at Disneyland, and I can't quite get my voice back to normal. It's a whole thing. So I'll be taking frequent breaks. I have my big old water bottle here with me, but it's just going to be a little bit raspy. It's just what it is today. So let's talk about time blocking and using it, what it does for your stress and anxiety, because it's not uncommon to feel very anxious or stressed about all the things that we have to get done. Like, I totally get it. And I love that I'm bringing this episode to you, because there are and have been days, especially around vacation, where I wasn't using my time blocking, and I definitely felt all the things: getting lunches packed, buying the treats for the class party, making sure that laundry's done, sheets are washed, dog is fed, trash is taken out, dinner's prepared, or better yet, just even knowing what's for dinner, right? Let alone all the other things that we are trying to keep up with, and the spills on the floor and the schedules and self-care. Have you heard of that? Sometimes, maybe, if we're lucky, right? I am super, super eager to share with you these three things and the three really specific ways that I have found that time blocks can truly and tremendously help reduce your stress and anxiety. I have talked about this on the show a couple times, and there is a sister episode to this podcast, this specific episode that I will share later on for you to go listen to if you want to know the how and the nitty gritty. But right now, what I really want to do is just focus on what is going to happen for you when you start using time blocks in this way. And if you've been using them for a long time, this episode is going to be a great refresher and a great reminder for how to use them well, how to use your time blocks in the most effective way possible. And if you've never time blocked before, then you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn so much about how to effectively use this specific method of time blocking to manage your time and the incredible benefit that it's going to have on your mental health. It's absolutely 100% a fantastic way to reduce your stress and your anxiety. So let's dive in. The first way that time blocking can and will reduce your stress and anxiety when done the way that I do it, not all time blocking is created equal, is it will absolutely reduce how much you have to do in a day. Now, I know what you're thinking. Setting up time blocks does not magically get rid of what I have to do, Chelsea. What are you talking about? I'm about done, but hang in there with me. You see, I only teach and personally use 5 time blocks, and that's it. It's not the classic scheduling of things in your calendar and then calling it a block. I cannot tell you how many people I have worked with. Like, it just happened to me a couple weeks ago. Sat down with somebody that I've never worked with, I've never coached before. It took about 5-10 minutes of like, hey, show me how you do things. Boom. A time blocking. It's not time blocking. That is a glorified checklist that you scheduled in your Google Calendar. That is stressful. That causes anxiety. So, and I knew that. I knew that I was feeling that, and that's why I created this specific method of time blocking. So for me, I mean, seriously, I see this happen over and over and over and over and over again. And if you're doing this, it's just because no one's taught you another way and you haven't found another way to do it. For me, having that running to-do list causes extreme amounts of stress. I just constantly feel like I'm having to get more done, like I have more to do, like I'm not getting enough done. And it's like being on at all times. And it really does rob me of my joy with my kids and in my house. So this means that my stress for the day is completely reduced when I'm only using 5 time blocks. Instead of thinking about how long my day is and all the things that I need to get done, I'm just thinking about, I got 5 things to do today. And when I'm in that first time block, all I'm really focused on is what am I doing right now? And like, I digest and chunk that down even more, but that is for a different episode of like, what am I actually focusing on inside of those blocks? But every single day when I wake up, I'm allowed to just relinquish myself over to this idea that we have five main things that we are going to accomplish today. And like, that's it. It helps me to stay unbelievably intentional. And I have so much more joy in my life now because of how little my brain thinks it has to do. So when we are thinking about stress and anxiety, it comes from our thoughts. Like it 100% comes from our thoughts. It's not coming from anything else. It's what we allow ourselves to think about. Like hands down. So if you're thinking about something your entire day in a very different way, a way that produces joy, a way that produces lightness, you, by way of changing your thoughts, are going to have less stress and anxiety. It's just you don't know what to change your thoughts to and what to focus on and to think about. Well, now you do. You know that you're going to be thinking about these five time blocks and that's it. Okay, here's the second way that time blocking can and will reduce your stress and anxiety. It is going to give you extreme focus. What happens when you are distracted, scattered, feeling all over the place? What kind of thoughts do you start to have? Are they good thoughts? Are they relaxing? Probably not. I know that one of the worst feelings for me is when I can't focus. That's when our mind starts to drift and we start to think about all the things that need to get done and we're not able to get them done because we can't focus on anything. So when you use five time blocks, my specific five time blocks, instead of having like this glorified checklist or a rigid schedule, you now know exactly what to focus on. It's no longer like a question of, well, what should I be doing when the baby's napping? Or what should I be doing with my morning? Or what should I be doing as soon as I drop the kids off? Or what should I be doing as soon as the kids get home from school? Or what should I be doing after the kids go to bed? What could I be doing? Insert phone in hand, scrolling your life away, wasting all your time, repeat anxiety and stress cycle. You now have an extreme amount of focus. I don't really need to say a whole lot more about this because one of the number one things that I am constantly seeing when and hearing and the feedback that I'm getting is, you know, this ADHD, ADD, squirrel brain, like that everything is all over the place and we're constantly chasing it. And we are in one room and then we're in another, then we're in another, then we're in another. And we have no idea why we're even in any of those rooms to begin with. Nothing's ever getting completed. It's a lack of focus. So when I wake up every day and I know, okay, this is my AM block, and then my morning routine block, and then it's my AM block, then my work block, my PM block, and my nighttime routine block. Boom, done. All five of those. I know exactly. I could already tell you 4 days from now. Like, I know. Yes, obviously, we have to work hard on making ourselves focus on those things. But the biggest obstacle is just figuring out a method, a plan, a framework, a something that actually works. So once you have that, now all you got to do is just sit down and figure out a few little teeny tiny simple tweaks to get yourself to say, okay, I'm in my AM block now. Here are the four things that I stack on top of each other inside of this AM block and keep yourself doing those things instead of picking up your phone or instead of wandering somewhere else in your house. But, and that happens and that's okay, but we don't want that to be happening all the time because that is what increases our stress and our anxiety. So by way of changing the actual infrastructure of how we are looking at what needs to get done right now based on five time blocks, you 100% are going to be able to reduce your stress and anxiety. Here's my absolute favorite way that time blocking has reduced my stress and anxiety, continues to reduce my stress and anxiety, and will do absolutely the same for you, is it provides predictability. 100%. Now, for a lot of people, one of the biggest causes of stress and extreme anxiety is inconsistency. We see it happen with our children. We see it happen with neurodivergent individuals, children, adults, the whole gamut. Is the lack of consistency is really unnerving. Like the feeling of being unsettled, things being irregular, off, and just all over the place. Sure, certain seasons of life obviously can and will feel unpredictable and scattered and all over the place. I get that. I'm not trying to say that that doesn't happen, because that absolutely does happen. But truth be told, 100% of the time, we can and should create very solid seasons where we have consistency in our life and in our day. I want to bring like this mind-blowing visual of you understanding that time blocking, effective time blocking, is really simple, not complicated, and will allow you to slow down. It will allow you to know what to expect. It'll allow you time and space for curveballs instead of your entire day being a curveball. If you're putting out fires all day long, that is stressful. That gives people anxiety. Like, it gives me the hives just thinking about it, you know? Week after week, day after day, month over month, putting your life inside of these very specific five blocks is where magic starts to happen. You're going to start to find yourself truly finding a rhythm. And like, I'm going to say it again, slowing down, feeling like there's less to do, and having extreme confidence in what you want to be doing, let alone should be doing. These feelings are the direct opposite feelings of stress and anxiety. Confident, not like you have a million things to do, like you have bandwidth and just some space, some buffer, some breathing room. These are like, take a deep breath. That is what breathing room feels like. And when getting out the door doesn't feel like that, when submitting your work and trying to show up for your job and turning in homework and getting kids to wherever on time and getting the kids to bed and getting them fed and all the things, when it doesn't feel like a breath of fresh air or a deep breath, and that feeling that you have, that's when you know, like, this is chronic and this is constant. And I want you to believe so deeply that 100% of the time you can create solid seasons. Now, I'm not saying 100% of your life will be consistent, because that's not possible. We have children, and children make things really inconsistent. But what I am saying is that you can absolutely have seasons without stress, without anxiety, most of the time. And you can have that in your life forever. I know there's so much more that we could cover, and there are so many other episodes right here on the Systemize Your Life podcast that you can go binge listen to that are going to cover this topic of time blocking, including the sister episode that I released way, 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 way back in the very beginning of this podcast when it very first launched. So if you're looking to go deeper, just take a quick scroll. I've got you covered. There are so many episodes on time blocking. You also can go to chelseajoe.co/podcast vault and search in that spreadsheet that you're going to get access to the word time blocking, and it will pull up every episode I've ever done on time blocking, and you can go to town. You can go paint the town red, actually. You can go to the town and you can paint it red on all things time blocking. How about that? Also, how about you save the date for that super fun free community event that I told you about at the beginning of this episode? The Spring Refresh Challenge, all 4 days, giveaways, lots of decluttering, lots of all the fun things. and our homes and our schedules, all the other places, April 8th through April 11th. Make sure you save the date. I would so love to see you there. I also would love to meet you back here for the very next episode of the Systemize Your Life podcast. Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.